Support for this podcast and the following message come from the United States Postal Service. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage service. Learn how to gain a competitive edge at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. 12 jurors have been seated in the criminal fraud trial of former President Donald Trump. Jury selection resumed today in New York City after breaking for the day on Wednesday. Trump is facing 34 felony counts for falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment made to an adult film star ahead of the 2016 election. House Speaker Mike Johnson is moving ahead with an aid package for Ukraine, but it might need support from Democrats who would have to join Republicans to pass it. The move is likely to outrage a group of Republican hardliners who have repeatedly threatened to remove Johnson from his leadership role. The UN Security Council is meeting at this hour to vote on a resolution that would recommend making Palestine a member state. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. is expected to veto the measure, arguing that the only way for Palestinian statehood is through negotiations with Israel.
U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says the U.S. is trying to create the conditions for an eventual two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but does not think a U.N. vote at this point is helpful. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres tells the Council the Middle East is, in his words, on knife edge.
Recent escalations make it even more important to support good faith efforts to find lasting peace between Israel and a fully independent, viable, and sovereign Palestinian state.
Guterres says it's high time to end the bloody cycle of retaliation between Israel and Iran, and he's calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and the return of hostages held by Hamas. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
President Biden picked up a key endorsement during a campaign stop in Philadelphia today. Biden was joined by members of the Kennedy family who threw their support behind the president's reelection campaign. In accepting the endorsement, Biden said that Robert F. Kennedy's passion and courage inspired his generation, recounting Kennedy's speech after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr.
The pain and the outrage sparked riots and despair all across the country, including in my home state of Delaware. And then we heard a familiar voice I'd listened to many times. Your dad, Bobby Kennedy, standing in the back of a truck in Indianapolis, asking for peace.
The Kennedy family's endorsement of Biden could be seen as a snub to one of their own. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced a third-party bid, one that many Democrats believe could pose a threat to Biden. This is NPR News in Washington. Officials in Denmark are assessing the damage after a fire ripped through one of the country's oldest buildings this week. The blaze destroyed nearly half of the old stock exchange in Copenhagen, which dates back to the early 17th century. A new study finds cities across China are sinking. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports.
The sweeping analysis published in the journal Science found nearly half the major cities in China are sinking. The authors estimate tens of millions of people are at risk. Robert Nichols studies subsidence at the University of East Anglia. He was not involved in the new study, but says the findings are a wake-up call for China.
This is a big problem. I mean, this needs a national response.
When cities sink, it can damage buildings and roads and cause flooding problems because water can't drain from low areas. In coastal areas, it also makes sea level rise worse because the land is getting lower as climate change causes the ocean water to get higher. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Operations have resumed at the airport in Dubai after heavy rain and flooding forced hundreds of flights to be delayed or canceled. Relentless rain battered the United Arab Emirates and Oman this week, killing at least 21 people. Forecasters say the UAE recorded its largest amount of rainfall in 75 years. Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 22 points at the close. The Nasdaq Composite down 81. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.